Well, good morning, friends, and welcome to another program of Good Morning Live. I trust and pray that you are having a good morning. If your morning's been anything like mine, you're going to need this episode today. So I don't know about you, but do you ever have one of those days where it's like anything that can go wrong just seems to go wrong for some reason? Well, that's what my day has looked like today. Came into the studio here to get ready. And as you can see, the screens behind me aren't on today. And that's because the computer that controls them decided to totally crash out and die. But no worries, we have a backup computer to do all of that. So we already have one kind of in the wings to make that happen. But it was just, I don't know if you've ever been like that, one of those mornings that you're like, you know what? It is what it is. I'm not fighting with that this morning. It's just going to be what it is. And then just trying to put some creamer in my coffee, you know, the little ones, that little round ones that you open, and it just, I completely just dropped it like I'm a toddler and it's all over everything. And so it was a mess and a disaster, but here we are ready to open up the word today. I want to welcome all of our TikTok viewers. We typically air the edited, you know, or the, I don't say edited, but the live stream program of this episode to TikTok. But today I have a behind the scenes happening with TikTok. So they're getting to see a little bit of what happens behind the scenes and how we pull all this together. Of course, they're coming on a day where nothing is working, but that's fine. So anyway, if you are new to Good Morning Live, Good Morning Live is a program that we dive into the Word of God together. We start our mornings right. We start it in the spirit of faith and in the spirit of excellence, and ask God what it is that He would like to speak to us or say to us today. So that's what we're doing. So I want to welcome everyone. This is your first time with us today. Please comment, like, share, even if it's not your first time. Let us know where you're watching from because it helps us get this program out, helps us build our online audience and build a really what it is our online community. So we're so grateful for that. So anyway, if you're watching, you're a regular viewer, go ahead and chat. Welcome TikTok. Let them know that you're glad that they are with us today. Well, besides screens not working and besides coffee spills and all the other stuff, we have had an amazing week here at Pioneer Television and the Good Morning Live programs. We have had an amazing week of diving in and hearing the Word of God. And let me just catch you up for those just joining us. We started this year with a theme of pursue, overtake, and recover all. We were looking at the call of God on our lives to take back what the enemy stole and to not back up and not back down, but keep pressing in for all that God has for us and not settle, not give up, and not quit. And Monday morning, I woke up to a phrase in my head that was and usually when I, because you kind of wake up with a phrase that you didn't go to bed thinking about or you didn't hear. It's a lot of times, you know, that's God speaking. And what I heard was the spoil goes to the victor. The spoil goes to the victor. And I thought, well, we're going to teach this on Monday and we'll see what happens. And man, we're just rolling on this. And I what I think is so interesting is in just a few weeks or just a few days, really, we will be at the halfway point of 2025. And so I thought it was interesting that we started the year talking about this. And it's almost like God was saying, halfway through, I want you to remember where we started. Remember the mandate has not changed. And remember the call is still there. And remember that we're supposed to keep pressing in and keep going for more and keep going after more. And we're going to dive back into this today. What we've been looking at over the last 2 days is, how do we not quit halfway through? How do we stay in the game? Because a lot of times what happens is we get in the game and life happens and circumstances happen and people happen and whatever else happens. And inevitably we end up quitting and backing up and backing down and wanting to kind of just quit halfway through. And what we're discovering is, how do we stay in the game even when everything around us looks like we want to quit? Well, today we're going to continue on that. And I want to talk about the spoil doesn't just go to the victor, but the spoil goes to the one who stays. Yep. The spoil goes to the one who stays. So today, this message is for anyone who feels overlooked, who feels unnoticed, who feels underappreciated. You've been faithful, but you're not famous, right? You've been present, but you haven't been on the platform, right? So let me just say something to you right from the top. Heaven sees you, and promotion comes to those who remain. So I know a lot of you are jumping on. I see a lot of the comments on TikTok. They're wondering what's going on with the black screens. Well, if you just hopped on, the computer died that controls them. And we have a backup one, but I just said, you know what? I'm not stressing about it today. It is what it is. But anyway, back into the word. But just, I see so many comments coming through asking about that. So just to address that. So what we're looking at is not just how to stay in the game, but how to remain faithful. Because a lot of times we've been faithful, we've been staying, we've been pressing through, but we're not famous, right? We've been present, but we haven't been platformed. But heaven sees you, and promotion comes to those who remain. Let us never underestimate the power of staying faithful, the power of just showing up, the power of just being there, right? Like a lot of times you may have felt like you're in the shadows. Like there may have been, like you've been there through the pain. You've been there through the process. You've, you know, through the quiet seasons, you've been there and no one's called your name. You've been in the prayer closet praying for your family. And it's been, you know, they don't necessarily realize the time and the effort and the hours and the days and the tears that were shed as you have prayed, you know, people through and you've, you know, been there, you've been that encourager, and people don't always recognize or they don't always see the weight that you have carried. But today, I want to call us to rise a little bit, because God sees even what no one else sees. He knows our names even when no one else knows our names. And today, I want to tell you about a man named Matthias. Matthias is an interesting character in your Bible, because he is someone who stayed through it all without recognition until it was the right time and he was chosen as someone for the next level. Because remember, the spoil goes to the victor, but often the victor is the one who simply remains, who simply stays, who simply is present, who simply does not back up or walk away. All right, so you could find this whole story in Acts chapter 1. Verse 15, but I'm going to paraphrase it just for time's sake today. But after Judas betrayed Jesus and was gone, he took his life. The remaining 11 apostles were there, and they felt like they needed to complete that, you know, number of having 12. And so they had to choose someone to take his place. And in Acts chapter 1, they kind of discover someone and they say this. So one of the men who had accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, one of these men must become with us as a witness to his resurrections. So what they were looking for is they say, all right, we need an apostle. We need someone who's going to be there with us. We need someone who's going to be one of the 12 apostles. Like, this is a big deal, right? But we got to find someone who was there through it all, who watched the blinded eyes come open, who watched the, you know, the resurrection of Jesus, but not just Jesus, Lazarus come out of the tomb, all that other stuff that happened. We need somebody who was there and witnessed it all. And two names were brought forward. One was Joseph, and one was this man named Matthias. And after much prayer, Matthias was chosen to be numbered with the other 11, so he would be the 12. And what's interesting is we don't know much about Matthias, right? He's not recorded healing the sick. He's not recorded walking on the water. He didn't write an epistle. He didn't get much stage time. But the characteristic that qualified him to be numbered with the 12 apostles, you know what it is? He was there through it all. He was steadfast and he remained through it all. He was there through the teaching. He was there through the persecution. He witnessed the cross. He would have been there in the upper room. He stayed even when it wasn't glamorous. He was there when the crowds cried Hosanna, but he remained when the crowds cried Crucify him. He was there through it all. And now this time came. And here's what I want you to see. Faithfulness found him. Faithfulness found him. He just stayed. He just remained faithful. He just kept showing up. He just stayed. And that made the difference. And I want you to understand, listen, being one of the 12 was not a small thing. This was one, he would be counted as one of the apostles of the church. Think of this for a second, that in Revelation, it says that the literal walls and floors of heaven have inscribed the names of the 12 apostles. Not Judas, but now Matthias, like literally, like he would be counted with those who their names would be scribed on the foundations of heaven. And what did he do? Did he walk on the water? No. Did he have platform time? No. Did he write a book? No. Did any of that stuff happen? No. But what was significant about his life, so significant that he was numbered among the apostles, was the fact that even without platform, even without promotion, even without everybody knowing his name, he remained faithful. Listen, remaining isn't passive. It's powerful. We have to know this. Remaining isn't passive. It's powerful. Some people would say remaining is weak. That means you're stuck or you're forgotten. No, remaining takes more faith than running. I remember, I will never forget as long as I live, being in a season of life where a lot of stuff was happening and I wanted to leave this church I was a part of. And it was really my own mess that was in it, but I would never forget. And when God speaks, he marks a place. I was walking out the front door, turned left, and I was going around the very first sidewalk to the left. And I remember saying to myself, I never want to come here again. I never want to come back again. And I remember the voice of the Lord speaking to me. It's not like I hear God in this loud, audible voice, but it was just kind of this wording that came into my heart. And I knew it was God. And he said, if you run now, you'll never stop running. You'll never stop running. And I knew in that moment that the hardest thing I would have to do was stay. Stay and face the people that I hurt. Stay and apologize for my mistakes. Stay and walk the whole thing out. Stay and remain faithful. Stay and keep serving. Stay with the glare. Stay with the questions. Stay with the gossip running. Just stay. The easiest thing that I wanted to do and my flesh wanted to do was run and keep running. Say, you know what? Peace off to y'all. I'm out. I'm gone. Yeah, handle yourselves. But no, God told me if I run, you'll never stop running. Sometimes the hardest thing we can do is stay faithful, is remain, right? I say this, remaining takes more faith than running. Anyone can start something new when it's exciting. Anyone can leave when it gets hard, right? But the one who stay faithful in dry seasons, the ones who are trusted with, are the ones who will be trusted with new assignments. Like, come on, everybody wants to join the startup company when it's exciting and it's new and it's fresh and it's, you know, a new culture and all of that. But when the new wears off, right? And now, you know, business isn't looking as it was before. It wasn't booming. You're going through a hard season, a dry time. Employees are leaving left and right. It's just not the newest shining thing. Come on, the one who stays faithful will be the one who's entrusted with new assignments. That's right. Tanisha said online, even when discussing the armor of God, standing is a piece. Absolutely. Standing is a piece. Never underestimate the power of staying faithful, even in a dry season. like, I think of Jesus even on the cross, you know, he was laying down his life, but there's that moment where he said to God, my God, why have you forsaken me? And you study that out, you realize that because the sin of the world was put on Jesus's back and put on him, that, you know, God had to turn his face from Jesus, you know, turn himself from Jesus, because that's what he has to do to sin, that Jesus had to be fully, in an essence, not that he was rejected by God, but, you know, had to be turned, had to have God turn from him, because that's what the price of sin is. And even in that moment of Jesus saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? He remained faithful. And had he not remained to the assignment, think of him in the Garden of Gethsemane, sweating drops of blood with the weight of the decision that was coming. It wasn't the glamorous crowds. It wasn't feeding the 5,000. It wasn't raising the dead. Now it's just him and God alone. And he said, God, if there's any other way, let this cup pass from me. If there's anything that you can do to stop this or to turn this around or make it happen different, do it. But he said, even so, not my will, but yours. And he remained faithful to the assignment. And aren't you so glad today that Jesus remained faithful to the assignment? Even when I don't know that Judas was with him. So the 11 apostles, his disciples, were fast asleep. And, you know, after that whole moment, Jesus went to find them and they were all sleeping. That even when those who had followed him and loved him were asleep, he's in a moment of crisis. He remained faithful. He remained faithful. So Matthias didn't chase position. He didn't chase recognition. He simply stayed ready. So this message is for everyone out there today who has prayed through family members behind the scenes, who have given sacrificially without recognition, who have, you know, done what the Bible says and give and not let your out of your left hand and not let your right hand know what you are doing, who you've just kept showing up. You've just remained faithful. You've just stayed steadfast. You've just stood on doing all else. You just stand. And when it came time to choose, listen, here's what I think about God. He's never chosen the most impressive. Now you might say, well, in this moment, you know, you already have the 11, they're well known. People know they're followers of Jesus. But when Jesus first called them, when he first chose them, they were fishermen. They weren't of high stature. Like, God never looked for the most impressive. And when it comes to choosing Matthias, right? Like, he didn't look for the most impressive. He didn't say, all right, who's the most eloquent speaker? Like, when he, you know, is trying to get the Israelites delivered out of the hand of Egyptian bondage, and he's saying, who can I send to tell Pharaoh to let my people go? He found Moses, who was a murderer, hiding out for his life in the desert, who had a speech impediment, there you go, just like me, right? Who couldn't talk right, just like me. And told him, Moses, I want you to go and tell Pharaoh, the leader of the whole world at this time, the most powerful man on the planet, you've been on a run for your life from him. I want you to go in front of him and tell him to let my people go. Moses said, but God, I can't even talk right. And God says, I'll send somebody to help you. You do what you have to do, but you're the one for the assignment. What am I saying is God never looked for the most impressive. He looks for the most consistent. He looked for the ones who don't give up. He looks for the ones who have that grit, who will keep praying when everybody else stopped praying, who will remain faithful when nobody else is faithful, who will remain consistent when nobody else is consistent. Come on. Faithfulness is the soil where promotion grows. We live in a culture, man, that is obsessed with visibility. But God isn't impressed by followers. He's moved by faithfulness. You know, we have gained some ground here at Pioneer Television, and you know, we are streaming and our channel into 155 million homes around the world. You know, this program that we do now is watched on average 1,000 times a day, this live feed. and growing every single day. Like we, you know, if you were with us, you know, we just went through that whole crisis of we needed more broadband for our network because it was growing. We, you know, our viewers were going through the roof, right? But I went back the other day on our YouTube channel and for the church and found the oldest live stream that we had there. And it was disaster. We had one camera that it was like way blown out with the light and it was crooked and the whole service, it was a full disaster. But I just laughed because I thought, you know what? As blurry as it was, as messed up as it was, we knew the call. We knew what God had called us to do. And we just remain faithful. Not like we were the best, and it's still not like we're the best. I got blank screens behind me today. But there's something to be said about being faithful. Matthias didn't post his highlight reel. He didn't network his way into apostleship. He walked quietly and steadily. And when the time came, he was the one ready to carry the responsibility. God promotes those who can be trusted to remain even when no one else is watching. That's what integrity is, in case you didn't know. Integrity is what you do when no one else is watching. And God found Matthias, who was faithful when no one else watching. The stage, listen, the stage isn't where you're made. Your highlight reel isn't where you are made. That's where you're revealed. But you're made in a secret place. That's where you're made. And what you're doing in your secret place determines what God will do on the public platform. You might say, yeah, but look at these people. Look at, you know, things that are happening for people and they're not even serving God. Listen, read your Bible. It talks about there many times about be cautious when it looks like the unrighteous are prospering, like just hold your ground. Just keep your peace. Don't fret. God's still in control, right? Yeah, Tanisha says, reminds me of how God developed David's character young in the wilderness, 100%. Like David wasn't out trying to become the next king of Israel. He was out there just taking care of his sheep. Like he wasn't out there trying to be a giant slayer. He was just protecting his sheep. And in the process, he learned how to, you know, take care of the lion and the bear, which all led him to what he would need in the season when he was on the platform, so to speak, right? There's something to be said about just remaining faithful, never being named, never being praised, just staying close to Jesus. But understand this, God sees it all. Like think of the Good Samaritan. Like Jesus, you know, the ends up taking what in the story, the illustration, the Good Samaritan takes the man who was rejected by everybody else because they're so busy and puts him to the inn and says, listen, whatever you got to do, I will repay. I will repay when I return. There's something to be said about the one who just takes care of God's people, even without spotlight, even without recognition. There's the one who says, who just keeps praying, who just keeps giving, who just keeps standing for their kids, who just keeps believing for our nation to turn around, who just keeps praying, even when it doesn't look like anything's working. There's something to be said about those people. But maybe today some of you feel like Matthias, like you've been faithful in the back row. You've been present in prayer meetings that no one posted about because it's just been you and God. You've served in ways that never made the announcement slides, right? Like you've been pastoring, because whether or not you know it or not, you're a pastor, you've been pastoring your children and your home for years, and it doesn't seem like it's having an effect. But understand this, God keeps good records. Your reward isn't based on public applause. It is based on private obedience. So I submit this to you. I believe that if you've remained faithful, you are being prepared for a seat that you didn't even see yet. Matthias never knew that Judas would fall. He never knew that a seat would open among the 12. He was just faithful even when he didn't see the seat in his future. But when the seat opened, he was ready. And that's how God works. He opens doors you never even planned for. He elevates those who've been hiding in humility. He calls those who've been serving in silence. He finds the Davids, you know, out in the field worshiping. He finds the Moses out in the desert. He finds the most unqualified and qualifies them. Why? Because he wants to shake the perception of, to the world of what God can and will use. Because most of the time, those who are qualified, you know, are so haughty that God says, I can't use that. Come on. And listen, you didn't get this far because you pushed your way in. You win because you stayed even when it was easier to leave. Come on. He stayed loyal in the valley. He stayed close during the silence. And when the time came, God says, that's the one. But we've been talking all of this week about remaining in the game halfway through. Don't settle in Haran. Why? We're almost there. We're halfway there. Fight another round. Don't give up. Don't back up. And this is what I'm continuing on today. Stay faithful. Don't walk away too soon. You don't know how close you are. You may feel invisible, but faithfulness is never wasted. I believe this. Come on. God is watching the quiet ones. God has his eye on the quiet ones. God sees the ones who didn't walk out, right? God sees the ones who stayed through betrayal, through boredom, through brokenness. Come on. I'm here to tell you, not every prayer meeting's exciting. I've had my share of falling asleep during a prayer meeting a time or two. Not every prayer meeting, come on, gives you goosebumps and gets you running the aisles. But it doesn't mean it's not just as effective and just as powerful. Shouting and goosebumps can draw a crowd, but come on, God's looking for the one who will stay through the boredom, stay through the brokenness, stay through the betrayal. Keep praying, keep standing, keep doing what God's called you to do. Come on, God's called you to start that. I'm using this as an example, but that baking business and business has been rough. Keep baking, keep staying, keep remaining faithful. Even when it's like, come on, a new one just opened up down the road. What about me, God? What about me? Stay faithful. Keep doing what God called you to do. Don't chase the seat. Just remain faithful. The seat will find you. Why? Because the spoil goes to the victor, and the victory comes to the one who stays, not the one who walks away. The spoil goes to the one who stayed. But come on, I declare over you today in the name of Jesus that you will remain even when it's hard, that you will serve even when it's silent, that you will stay ready even when no one is watching. Why? Because your faithfulness is preparing you for promotion. I don't know in what area of your life. Maybe it's in your marriage. Maybe it's with your kids. Or maybe it's in your job. Coming, you mean you've been faithful. You've been working. You've been giving it 100% even when other people are slacking off. You've just been doing it. And it seems like no one is watching. The Bible says that a man's gift will make room for him. What does that mean? You don't have to chase the seat. You don't have to open the doors. You just remain faithful. And in the right time, God will open a door that no man can shut. You'll be elevated. You'll be promoted. You will be recognized. And if that company refuses to do it, do you really think that God is a slave to a company? You really think that God can't have the right CEO? Like, I'll never forget being, when I had to be 14 years old. And my mom pastored this little church in Columbia. A small little storefront church. And around the church was this church called New Wine Christian Center, which eventually would become Gateway Church. And they had a few hundred members, and they were in the theater building. And, you know, here we are, this little storefront church around the corner, and most of their people parked in front of our church to go there. But I remember a Sunday morning out washing the windows of our church, getting ready for our four people that were going to show up. And my mom was pastoring there. And I never forget, this man and woman stopped. And they said, I want you to know that every Sunday we park here to go up to our church, and we see you out here washing the windows and getting ready. You're here. Nobody else is here. We see you. And I just want you to know God sees you. And I'll never forget like that really impacting me, because these are people from this larger church. Years later, I would go and staff at that church, and that man and woman who was actually John and Paula Wiga, if you watch or watching and you know who they are, would actually, you know, I would serve as elders alongside of me and would become great friends years later. But I never forgot, just out there, 13 years old, washing the windows of the storefront little church, and somebody coming along that eventually I would go in to serve with in ministry. And, you know, from there we would launch and do all that we're doing today. And I'm just here to encourage you, stay faithful. Keep washing the windows. Keep doing what God's called you to do. Keep raising those babies. And even when they're throwing temper tantrum, you keep making them sit down and open up the Word of God and having Bible studies with them. You keep teaching them how to pray for one another. You keep reminding them that the Holy Spirit is with them and God's watching and He's on the inside of them. You just keep doing it. Even when it looks like it's not working, you keep doing it. You keep fighting. You remain faithful. You stay. When everyone else walks away, you stay. Why? Faithfulness is a fruit of the Spirit. Long-suffering is a fruit of the Spirit. Because the spoil goes to the victor, and victory comes to those who remain. Father, I thank you today in the name of Jesus for every person who's listening and watching right now. Father, I thank you that as they maybe have felt like they've been forsaken, like you've abandoned them or forgotten about them, that you haven't seen the sacrifice and the time and the prayer and the energy spent and the hours put in, that today, Father, they would be reminded that you don't just see the ones on the platform. You see the ones in the back row. You see the ones serving. You see the ones, you know, not just the parents on social media who have a spotlight shine, but to those who are making breakfast this morning with a bunch of screaming kids around them, and the grandparents who are praying for their grandchildren just as much as they prayed for their own children, and who have never left up or backed up from laboring in the Spirit for their families, Father, that you would remind them today, you see them. For the one who's preaching the gospel in storefront churches around the world, Father, that don't have platforms like this, and Lord, but they're faithfully teaching the word, that you would remind them today, you see them. For the one who's serving at the company and it seems like everyone else is being promoted around them and they've been forgotten, that you would remind them today that they are seen, they are known, you know their name, you see their work, you see their effort. You've never forgotten. You've never forgotten. But faithfulness, yes, that's right, Cheryl, and endurance. Faithfulness and endurance are seen by heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for being on with me today. Again, thank you for our TikTok followers and fans who are joining in and watching this behind the scenes today. So good to be with you all. I pray that you have an amazing, blessed day. Remain faithful. Don't give up and don't quit. God's with you and He's watching. Amen. Go with God. I'll see you tomorrow right here on Good Morning Live.